News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland's latest housing market monitor shows that demand for home purchases remains robust, but the increasing share of apartments in new housing developments may affect the speed of housing delivery in 2024. We're joined by Ali Ugar, Chief Economist with the Banking and Payments Federation. Ali, just talk us through the main findings of your report.
What we see in the first half of the year is that the housing output was flat. It actually declined in the first 6 months of the year compared to last year. When we look at the previous year's data, we see that this is mainly due to the share of the apartments, which take longer, obviously, to be built. As we've seen, significant amount of activity in the commencements figures in the previous years, which is not reflecting the completions.
Is it a trend or is it just a one-off reflecting the shift to apartments?
It is a trend, but it's not a worrying trend. I think we need the apartments. But what happens is that because there's a delay, we've seen a decline in the total housing output in the first half of the year, but we expect the output to increase significantly in the second half of the year.
In terms of people using gifts or inheritance to buy a home, what did you find?
We've conducted a survey carried out by Amarok Consulting, and it found that nearly 1 in 10 Irish adults who received a gift or inheritance have used it to purchase or to buy their own homes.
Does the BPFI have a viewpoint on what should be done to ramp up supply further?
Obviously, the housing output levels were around just over 32,000 levels, and many commenters are saying that we need between 50,000 to 60,000. I think with the increase in number of commencements, we're going to likely to see increase in output in the completion levels. But I think in order to be able to commit to 50,000 to 60,000 housing output per annum, we need to get the labor and we need to get the financing. And in that regard, we've proposed a credit guarantee scheme for small bidders to be able to get into the system.
Okay, so that would give finance to small builders. Financing,
exactly.
Obviously, being a key problem. Help to buy and other government schemes, did you see much influence of those in the market?
Yes, when you look at the housing market, we took a period between 19 to 23. Obviously, from the central bank data, we see that the loan-to-value ratios have remained stable. But at the same time, we know that average prices have increased during that period. So that means that on average, home purchases were paying higher deposits. Three sources of that. One is the incomes and hence savings, people's own savings, and incomes have increased during that period. And obviously, the second one is the help to buy. And even during this year, we've seen over 25,000 applications to help to buy, which is for first-time buyers buying a new home. And that's even in the first 8 months of the month, that's even higher than last year's total figure. And thirdly, obviously, we conduct a survey to see the role of gifts and inheritances.
Is there a suggestion that these schemes are inflating the value of homes?
I think the central bank has carried out some research in relation to the ESRI. We haven't done any research on this in this regard, but it is helping first-time buyers, I think, in relation to perhaps getting their deposits in terms of getting on the property ladder.
Okay. Overall, your assessment of the market right now?
We expect the second half of the year the housing output to increase significantly, and hopefully that will affect the average prices to bring them down in the second half of the year.
Ali Ugar, Chief Economist with the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Thank you for talking to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.